Chris, what's your favorite tradition? What is the Weigel home's best Christmas holiday tradition?
It's really strange. We don't have a set tradition yet.
No.
We
did a show on traditions and Thanksgiving, and we need you to be building these and practice what we're preaching.
We do a few small things here and there that I wouldn't say are big traditions, but Sharon's mom has a great one. Sharon has three brothers and sisters. Since day one of each kid's first Christmas, she has gotten a Christmas ornament for them.
Oh, nice.
Like some of them are in their 40s, and she still continues to get them a Christmas ornament each year.
Wow, they're going to have another treat.
That also includes the spouses.
Oh.
And I've gotten an ornament every year.
Yeah.
So the tree now has nearly 300 ornaments on it.
Oh, my goodness. As I say, you have to have two trees for
right.
that.
Right. The tree weighs a lot to us. And we take an evening earlier in December and fill the tree up. It's a lot of fun.
That's kind of our tradition with the tree. I love the tree part. We always go get a fresh tree.
Right.
And we've had an argument in our house for years, mm-hmm. artificial or fresh. But because of my background, growing up in Michigan, we never had an artificial tree.
Right.
So I refuse to let that happen in our family.
You know, we do have that tradition. There's a tree farm not far from our place, and we go every year. And
yeah.
The kids love it.
We have the tree, and then we have a night, and Norm puts the lights on. And he is so awesome because he strings every branch of the tree with lights. He puts, I don't even know how many are on there, thousands. And
oh,
it
wow.
takes days for him to get that done.
He doesn't seem like he would have the patience for that.
Well, it's a test of his patience, but he loves the effect.
Right.
And so if he's going to put lights on, he wants to do it right. And then we put Christmas music on, and mm-hmm. we make hot chocolate. We have a fireplace going.
Oh, wow.
And it feels like the kickoff of the season right. for us. There's a listener who also has a tradition centered on the Christmas tree.
When I was growing up, I lived in a very rural area. And the week before Christmas, my dad would take my brother and sister and I to buy the Christmas tree. And it took us less than 5 minutes to get there. And at the time, I didn't realize how very cool that was, that the Christmas tree farm was that close. But we went, we spent a little bit of time picking our tree, and then he brought it home and we left it outside. And then on Christmas Eve, we put the tree up and we decorated it. And the best part was when we put the red star on top. And then we knew Santa was going to come.
Wow. So they bought the tree, but then they left it till Christmas Eve.
Just like us, the Christmas tree farm is so close by. And unlike her, I think one of the neatest things is the tree is in our house. Within an hour ago, it was
in a farm, and it was live.
That's neat, having the tree farm so close by.
I love the tree farm idea.
Right. The Christmas tree tradition took hold in the 16th century, and German fir trees were decorated both indoors and out with apples, roses, and gilded candles and colored paper. Then in the Middle Ages, a popular religious play depicted the story of Adam and Eve's expulsion from the Garden of Eden. A fir tree hung with apples, and it was used to symbolize the Garden of Eden, the paradise tree.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
And the play ended with the prophecy of a savior coming and was often performed during the Advent season.
I wondered about the apples. I thought
right,
the apples
yeah.
were like a colonial thing. But I love the idea that they put the apples on the tree to symbolize the garden. I never knew that. I knew that the Protestant reformer Martin Luther first put the lights on trees. He was coming home one December evening, and the beauty of the stars shining through the branches of a fir inspired him to recreate those effects by placing candles on the branches of a small fir tree inside his home.
I'm sure the fire marshal was thrilled with that.
We were into this colonial thing one Christmas because we live near Colonial Williamsburg.
Right.
We had these metal things on the bottom of them, and you put the little candle in them, and then they drip into this metal part. But it made me very nervous putting that on the tree. So we only did that one time.
Right.
Here's a fun fact about trees, because I'm German. I can't say that our family ever did it. And our family is very German. I mean, my grandparents came over from Germany and my dad came over from Germany. But Germans hide a pickle in the Christmas tree. And the first child who finds it gets a small present. Here's one family tradition that focuses on special ornaments. Take a listen.
So when we decorate our tree, instead of using store-bought ornaments that people would typically use, like bulbs and things, there are things that mean something to us. So if we go on a vacation, we always look for something that we can hang on our tree that reminds us of that. We've got friends in Southern California that send us Hallmark ornaments every year, and that's real special because they do things that are kind of typical for us and our friendship. So that's what we do.
We have a family member that sends the yearly White House Christmas ornament.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got several White House-type things on our tree at
home.
Yeah.
We also do the same thing with travel. We have several ornaments from Finland and other places in the world that we've been. So it's kind of cool when you look and you see the little boots up there and you think,
right.
oh, those came from Finland.
Oh,
it's kind of fun.
Definitely.